If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, Danny Meringue is out. He's been summiting hoops the last 2 days. Nike Hoop Summit coming up this Saturday in Moda Center. Team USA versus the world. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year. Basketball through and through takes over. You know, we're getting into the week, the final week in before the NBA playoffs. Hoop Summit's going on. The draft workouts are already starting. I was talking to a couple scouts at the last practice. They're like, yeah, no, after this, we're going to so-and-so city to meet with so-and-so agency's players to get their first workouts in. I'm like, oh, that's right. We're in the thick of it, man. It's draft season is upon us.
Who looks good?
So I've only got to see the world team so far. I haven't seen the U.S. team. The world team, I don't like saying this. It's not fun. They're just not as good as they've been in the past. They're a much smaller team than they've been in the past. They don't have a 7-footer. The U.S. team is enormous. If they don't win by about 25 to 30, it's going to be kind of a letdown. But there are a couple guys out there for the world team that really stand out. Omer Meyer, an Israeli prospect who plays for Maccabi Tel Aviv. He's 2 months older than Cooper Flagg. But he looks like a grown man, very strong, very high IQ feel kind of point guard, very good shooter. Tunde Isufu looks like Anthony Edwards. He's 6'5", built like a truck. And I think Ant Edwards is kind of like who his guy is in the league right now, because he wears number 5, has the elbow band, has the same haircut. And coincidentally enough, has the same build and crazy athleticism. Can really shoot the ball. Dame Saar, no relation to the other Saar brothers, is a 6'6", 6'7", wing out of Italy that is just, he looks like a basketball player. He's incredibly smooth, slithery, very explosive. Kind of looks like Rupert, in that, like, just very long, lanky, like, oh, you can see this guy putting on like 45 pounds, you know, kind of a deal. Like, he's got the frame to really grow. The next, you know, hopefully for UConn, great big man is in there. Ribe, who, Eric Ribe is just a shade under 7 foot. I was talking to Don McClingan about him, and, you know, UConn's very excited to get him. And I was talking to a few folks there that Ribe's been getting a lot of threes up over the last couple of days, and the UConn coaches are jokingly saying, yeah, get them all out there, 'cause you're not taking them here. So, it's an interesting group on the world side. Unfortunately, we did just get an email a little bit ago that Koa Pete is out for the U.S. men's team. I haven't been able to track down why. I'm guessing an injury. There's been a few knocks here or there. Michael Rudic was supposed to be on the world team. He was a late injury scratch. And I believe Trey McKenna was just added to the U.S. team. So I'm going to see a little bit of the U.S. team before the game tonight, but then after that, it'll be the next couple of days and where we get the big scrimmage at Moda to get a good look at those guys. But it's the U.S. team is definitely drastically ahead of the world team. They don't really need to fear much there, but there's some interesting guys with the world team for sure.
Who are the big names on the U.S. team? I know you haven't gotten a chance to really look at them, but right now you hear a lot about the Boozer twins. Is it them and everyone else? Who do you expect to really shine from Team USA?
I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, there's a difference between Cam and Caden. Boozer, Cam's obviously the higher level prospect, but on the U.S. side, it's AJ DeBonta, the BYU commit. He's 6'8". I mean, This sounds sacrilege to say this, to like compare him to such a great player, but he's Tracy McGrady. Like that's what he kind of profiles as. He's an insane athlete, unreal body control, can just do stuff and can access stuff that other guys just can't. He has a physical profile that just allows him to do things that nobody else can really do. I'm really interested to see Chris Senek Jr., who is the, depending on which recruiting service you look at, he's the number 6 or number 7 overall recruit in the country, but he's going to Houston. So Kelvin Sampson is not only getting his tough culture guys, but he's getting a top 10 recruit. Houston, I believe, has the number 2 class in the country. So Kelvin Sampson's going to go from having like the anywhere between like the 30th and 50th best class in the country to having a top 5 class. And when he starts adding talent to that culture base, it's going to be really interesting to see how that shakes out. But I do want to see Cam Boozer in person. Just talking to people about him and the tape that I've watched on him, he's so good that he's boring. And it's very interesting. Like, it's the complete opposite of AJ DeBonta. Like, when you watch DeBonta play, your eyes are just drawn to him. He's so spectacular. Cam Boozer is just this monster, incredibly good player, but it's just like he has this level of domination that it's like it's one of those things where I don't question it, but I like because he's playing high, like the highest level competition you can in high school. But it's like, okay, how much further ahead is he just physically? And does that change in college? That's like the really only question I have for him. But the U.S. team, whether it's, you know, Mike Brown, whether it's, you know, AJ DeBonta, Jalen Harrison, the Boozer twins, Nate Ament, Darius Acuff, like they're loaded. Obviously without Koa Pete, who's a Arizona commit, not surprising that, you know, a guy here or there, steps to the side, but the team is just loaded to the gills. And even though they don't have a bunch of 7-footers this year, everyone's big.
All right, Danny, yesterday you came in because you thought you were working, and we talked about Michael Malone and his firing in Denver. Look, there's a lot of layers to this, and there are connections here to Portland. I mean, obviously, he and Calvin Booth didn't like each other. I think a lot of people forgot that prior to winning a championship, Michael Malone was on the hot seat and going to get fired, and they won a championship, and it bought him time. So it wasn't hunky-dory even before they won their title. Now you look at it, the layers are, all right, Denver is open. David Adelman slides in, the Jesuit High alum and former Lincoln High School coach, son of Rick Adelman of the Portland Trailblazers. You have Chauncey Billups from Denver. No contract moving forward. They announced Joe Cronin gets a contract extension. Nothing about Chauncey Billups. There's a lot of moving parts here that very well could affect the Portland Trailblazers moving forward. Have you seen anything that gives you any kind of indication that, all right, there's something to keep an eye on?
Yes and no to an extent. So yeah, the Joe Cronin contract extension is certainly something that, you know, raised an eyebrow in the sense of, you know, they didn't do Chauncey's as well at the same time. So that seems like the time, like if you're going to fire your GM and head coach, you do it at the same time. Maybe you're going to re-sign him at the same time. Just speaking to people around the team and around the league, I think the Blazers will move on. That's my general feeling. But they're going to talk. And I should say, when I say they, Chauncey Billups and the Blazers are going to talk, or Chauncey's representation and the Blazers are going to talk. And they'll see where things are for sure. I think he's earned that. And I think that both the front office and Chauncey Billups both feel that he's earned that. But there are ties there. You know, let's say Joe Cronin doesn't get his extension earlier this weekend, and neither does Chauncey, and Denver fires both of them. I mean, could see either or both. They're both from Denver. Like, they both have ties there. I mean, Chauncey obviously played for the organization after playing at Colorado. So that's an interesting part of this. And then you have David Adelman. Adelman's a guy I've heard on a short list as it pertains to the Trailblazers. You know, it's actually interesting. Two of the hotter assistant coaches that were going to probably be on the market this summer were David Adelman and Tuomas Sisalo from the Memphis Grizzlies. And both have been elevated to head coaching roles. And I think that played a part in both those organizations' decisions. Was like, hey, you know, we should probably really get a firm look at this guy before they go hit the market and kind of get a right of first refusal. So I think that plays into it for Portland. But there's a lot of noise and rumors and whatever you want to call it coming out of Phoenix about the Suns being very interested in Chauncey Billups.
And now two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So it's really interesting. Like, if you had told me this a year ago, I would have been like, I don't believe you. But considering the way the season has gone, the way the players have bought in, the way the culture has started to establish, the way the guys have developed. And like, if you're at this point where you're sitting here saying so-and-so hasn't developed, like, you're just looking for a reason to not like Chauncey Billups. Mm-hmm. Like that's fine. It's whatever.
No doubt.
Everyone has developed. And I mean, even guys who have been unhappy at certain points in time, I mean, neither Shaden nor Scoot are happy about being benched. Tumani wasn't happy about being benched, but like, in the long run, they've all come to understand that it was beneficial for them. It's, you know, that just talking to the veterans on the team, like, yeah, we all kind of gone through like some of this. Unless you're like a day one star like Dame, most guys go through some version of this. Like, this is just what happens. So it's going to be an interesting couple weeks. What's really, I don't know the right word for it. It's not problematic, but it does present a problem, I guess, in the sense that because there's a gap between the end of the season, which, you know, this weekend on Sunday, it'll be the last game of the season for the Trailblazers, and the lottery of basically a month, you've got to kind of get your ducks in a row, and there's going to be a team that flames out, and there's going to be a coach that gets fired, and there's going to be a player that asks out, and like how much that upsets the apple cart as far as, you know, what you're hoping to do or what you're trying to get done. And then you're just trying to fit all of these pieces together. And the problem is you might be working with puzzle pieces from three separate puzzles. You know what I mean? It's,
yep.
It's
mm-hmm.
not all out of the same box. And you have to just kind of scramble in that month. And we're like, well, you just hire the coach. I'm like, no, I don't think you just hire the coach. I think you take your time and you do your due diligence, unless you're going to retain Chauncey Billups, and see who's out there. And you, like, I know a lot of Blazers fans are like, oh, just hire Mike Malone. I'm like, I love Mike Malone as a coach. I want him nowhere near this team. I don't think that this team, Mike Malone is not a give a young team to a coach guy.
Yeah.
Mike Malone is a give me the, like that was part of, not in part of the problem, was a major problem between Calvin Booth and Michael Malone. It was a personnel issue. It was also a personal issue. They didn't like each other at all. Like I've talked to a few people that told me they hadn't talked in a month.
Yeah.
So look, Michael Malone, great coach, definitely a hothead. I can sympathize. I get it. I don't know if that's the exact coach you want for this team right now. If you're talking about in 4 or 5 years, you could probably convince me of that. But there's so many more opportunities that are on the table now, and that's both good and daunting because there is more on the table now.
Yep. All right, final road game of the season tonight. The Blazers take on the Utah Jazz down in Salt Lake City. Blazers are going to win that one. You will be on the Rip City Wrap-Up tonight over on K2.2. So enjoy summiting hoops, and we will talk to you tomorrow when you're going to be back.
Yes, and we'll talk about what I'm now calling the final suck-off of 2025.
Whoa. All right. Danny Meringue, everybody. All right, there's the Meringue-a-tang.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.